is North Salt Lake Parks, Trails, Arts, and Recreation Advisory Board meeting for Wednesday, May 28th, 2019. I will start with administrative updates, which is really nice because we don't have any openings. But I did want to tell you that Brian's wife had their baby, and he is home with that. Her tonight, so he's not coming. And Ryan is sick. Did he send that as a group text? Okay. I don't know if that came to me or came to everyone, so he is excused for tonight as well. All right. Event updates. Let's hear our report from the Kite Festival, which was fantastic.
Yes, well, I think it went very well. I don't think that Gian's could have done it on the stage that we had, the size.
It would need to be bigger.
It would need to be bigger, if indeed. But I also think Ryan said that he called twice to make sure that they didn't water the grass, so that helped too, which is why they chose to do it on the grass. But other than that, I think it went really well.
Awesome.
I think. Did you like having the stage? You've been there years past. I thought the stage was really cool.
So
and the live music was really cool.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Did we get through all the kites that we had?
No, we have extra. I haven't counted how many. Oh, yep. I haven't counted how many because I haven't gone back to that. I ordered 800. I would guess probably 500 to 600 we handed out. I think it was as well attended as previous years. I did instruct the youth council to be a little bit more judicious about handing out the kites.
Okay.
Because I didn't know, and the kites are actually $275 each, so they do come at a cost, but it's fine. So I think that maybe they didn't hand them out as liberally as they had in years past with, like, can I take some to my sister and stuff like that.
Sure.
But I think there were as many people, as far as I could tell looking around, it felt just as busy as years past.
Yeah. So
I
thought it was great that they brought the blow-up signs.
Thank you for doing that. Was that you too?
Yeah, the playground was closed, so that was awesome.
Were you surprised about the playground being closed?
So, in all my years dealing with a contractor, you never have to worry about them showing up early.
Until you have an event.
So, yeah, they told us they were starting Monday, which we were, like, stoked because they were going to be starting Monday and be done before the splash pad opened, so it was like sweet. And then, so that was a bit of a surprise, which was frustrating. But
yeah,
I think the bounce
out.
House was probably more fun anyway for me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I had a couple people tell me that they were concerned there wasn't supervision in the bounce house and the kids were getting hurt. Not hurt terribly, just bonked and coming out. So I think if it is something we do over the years, there might have to be some supervision.
Maybe
out
a
there.
Sign that says, be a parent watcher.
Yeah.
Yeah. What? You know what? That's fair.
Sorry.
Like,
that was supposed to be internal dialogue.
Like,
strike that off the record.
No, we heard
strike
it.
Don't have it.
Well, I don't think that it was that per se. I think when usually, like, at bounce houses, they'll monitor that it can be like 10 kids at a time or 5 kids at a time.
Oh,
so there was no control of that. And then when little kids bounce around, they knock into each other. Like, that's just the price of being on something that bounces.
Sure.
So I don't think that that's unusual that would have happened.
Yeah.
But that was really cool.
Yeah.
The food trucks were great.
Yeah.
That was John Rupert that made that comment, just for the record.
But the right show.
How was your workload? Did you feel like it was killing you?
No.
Great.
I didn't. Yeah, we had talked previously about
my
that,
goals.
And I feel like after that, coming into it next year, I'll be able to know exactly what I need to do. And you can fully step away from that festival if you'd like.
Great. I'm really, really, not the step away part, but like one of my goals is that the running the events doesn't kill anybody. So
yeah, no,
I
thought it was great. Yeah.
So about how many people do you think were there?
I don't even know.
In years past, we estimated last year somewhere in the 600 to 700 range, and I think it was probably
you
about
gave
the same.
Away all the
were
kites
you weren't there,
and everything.
Right?
Well,
were you
there
that day?
Yeah.
What would you guess?
That's probably about right. I mean, there was a lot of people there for the performances, and then it kind of died out after they were done. But that was kind of the point of the whole thing, is only to last till about noon.
Yeah, and we don't expect people to stay the whole time.
So, I mean, there was a lot of people hanging out on the bounce house, so I had to deflate it. And most everybody left after that. So.
Did you have to police the bounce house much at all?
I didn't police the bounce house much.
I would not want to be in the business of doing that.
I figured the parents would kind of take care of it, but I haven't heard any complaints from them.
Yeah.
I think as far as the performers, I loved the live music. I think Gian's World is like a crowd pleaser.
Yeah.
The dancers last year, maybe someone else that was there last year, I liked that one a lot, but I think the singing group this year was too hard to hear.
Yeah.
I don't know if that, I think maybe more bands.
Yeah, because
like really
they
didn't
engage everybody.
And
like
I would love if you guys
did.
Could come back next year.
Yeah.
That was a really, really
yeah.
fun. So the band played Let's Go Fly a Kite to start.
Oh, they did?
Mm-hmm. It was really cool.
Yeah, the only problem with the band was is that the lead singer's amp wasn't strong enough to, you couldn't hear them that good.
The PA system
yeah.
was
yeah.
good.
Yeah.
They weren't using the city's PA system.
No.
No, they brought everything themselves, which is another thing that I think we would have to have a mic that stays there
yeah.
so that we could do announcements. And because that was one thing that once everything started, I was like, can I borrow that? Can I borrow yours? Can I, you know, because I was like, oh.
Yeah.
You know, you live and learn. So, yeah, I did think that the live music engaged everyone, whether they were under the pavilion
mm-hmm.
or out watching or over even by the bounce house. Like, you could hear something going on, which was nice. And so it wasn't just the people who were there to watch their sons in the band, like
yeah.
the dancers. Because nobody really watched the dancers who weren't with their parents.
Yeah.
So.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Started out our event season, the bang. Okay, summer, anything else that you want to
no.
bring up? Okay. Yeah. Summer Trail Series is the one I'm in charge of. We'll start on June 8th. It was in the newsletter, if anyone got the newsletter. This is a really low-key event. I'm not planning a lot. I think that the goal of it is to just raise awareness of the trails. So if you are available to help and participate, what I would ask, and it's not required, I will be there and I'm going to bring my own table, so I don't need anything. I'm going to get granola bars, water bottles, and balloons, and then just trail maps. Will there be trail maps available for me to pick up? So that would be like June 6th.
The brochure, you mean?
Yeah.
Probably close. I don't know. We haven't taken.
This
we've been
one?
Waiting.
Mm-hmm.
We've been waiting because I don't have the rights to that picture in the front. And a couple of we want to get some new pictures. But being that we live in Seattle now, it hasn't been good days to go take pictures. So
mm-hmm.
we still got to do that. So I'll try to have it done by then, but maybe not. If worst case scenario, I can print it maps.
Yeah. And I'm fine with either. I don't anticipate I'll be handing out a lot of them. So.
Yeah, I mean, we can even print just quick ones like that if that's what you want to do. But. But I want to get the, we need better
Let's
pictures.
Just do maps. If that one's not
like,
available, let's just do maps.
Like that, we just need a couple good pictures, like the cover and a few other things. And that's good to go. So
Does
really
the city have some in archive that they have?
Not good
not
ones.
Really?
Like all the good ones of like splash pad don't have like
don't
pre-shade and pre, so
no,
I want
okay.
some updated pictures.
Okay. Okay,
that's
so.
That's just for the hour, right? Just 1 hour.
I'm just going to hang out there for an hour.
Nice.
So if you do anything, I would say just come.
Yep.
And let's like bring your kids and walk the trails, even if you just go for like 10 minute up and
yep.
10 minute back.
So is the goal of this just to be there, people can come learn about the trail, hike the trail?
Just to kind of, first of all,
welcome
I want to use
to
it, yeah, as like people who are already using the trails, just to feel like, hey, yeah, the city is aware of this trail and we're glad that you're using it and we exist. And then for people who don't use the trails, using it as a like, hey guys, guess what? There are some trails in your city that you don't know about. So that would be more online stuff and like in the newsletter and just spreading the word. So I'm not concerned about drawing people to this hour long moment. That's not as concerning to me. I'm anticipating it's more just whomever's gonna already be there. I'm going to run some Facebook ads. We'll probably have to connect with you because
yeah.
I'm not really savvy about that, but I will write the copy for that. I would like to say like, hey, you know, in the moving forward, maybe for next year, it could be like a trail series where kids could come and they get from the table like a pin or a sticker or something, and they can collect them for the year, and then at the end of the summer, they get like a ice cream or something.
Yeah,
I'd like to do something like that, but this first year, it's just getting the word
so
out for the trails.
This
is the first year.
You know,
it
would be a cool thing
it.
To maybe incorporate in this. Maybe not all the time, but like garbage pickup.
Like a service project?
Yeah, like to do it. So like, because just stuff that gets up there, and we try to, you know, get up there and do weed control and stuff.
That's a great idea.
Garbage is tough.
Touted as a service project to some groups, right?
Yeah, it's just like you get scout groups or somebody up there just hiking, it'd be nice. There's not really like a ton up there, but still just maybe.
That's a great idea. We might even be able to do that this year. I will look at that. Like if we got like a scout group that
we
just
can provide
just come to
bags,
this.
Whatever. To you know, we're happy to help with whatever we can. So
that's a great idea. Okay, any questions? So just come up with your families and walk the trail and maybe post about it on Facebook. That's all. Take a picture of yourself.
What trail are you starting at?
I don't remember.
Wild Rose.
Thank you. Wild Rose. Okay, car show and the 5K. Let's talk about that. So Julie, I think, is in charge of it now.
Well, yeah, the registration.
Is that all? Okay. She hasn't been able to get in touch with NOLA yet to share some information. So I was thinking you especially have a lot of institutional history about how the 5K works and runs. And were you involved in registration ever before?
Just day of.
Oh, not the active mm-hmm. stuff online. Okay. Well, I was just wondering if Julie would maybe come in and ask some questions.
You know,
questions.
Lori Seppi would be a really good one
she
to contact.
She been in charge before?
I
know she helped. I do. That's okay.
Do you have her uh-huh. information?
Okay, I will
connect
them.
She would always reply right away. NOLA took a couple weeks.
Do you need anything from us as you're moving forward with that? Okay. All right, summer concert series. How are you doing?
Good. So I just wanted to go through some ideas that I had for it. So one of the things that I wanted to try to do is get more local people involved instead of having to bring in acts from outside of North Salt Lake. I think it'd be more fun and more people would be engaged that way. So one of the things in August, I want to have like an audition.
Cool.
For like NSL's Got Talent type thing. Yeah. And just invite people from the city to come out and
cool.
audition for the September
show.
Concert. Yeah.
Or you can call it NSL's Got Talent?
I don't know. That's just what I have it marked as right now, but I'm open to any other ideas.
I like it.
But so September's having the concert featuring the people who came and auditioned. I thought it could be fun to have like a city councilor like pick a winner or something, or the mayor pick a winner, right? Just a fun little.
Maybe they could all do one like Mayor's Choice Award.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. That's a great idea.
Something like that. So having the audition in August. And then October, I was thinking of having a classical concert featuring people from the city who have a classical background. I want to do like a recital here at City Hall.
I will tell you, the pianist for the North, the Master Chorus, she and one of the singers of the Master Chorus, which I never knew sang opera.
Shelley. Yep.
They had the concert over at Bountiful Music. Mm-hmm. And I'm so sad there were only like 9 of us there.
Yeah.
But I cannot believe how well
Sierra
plays the piano.
Yeah. So
she is fantastic.
So Shelley she reached out to me. She was one of the reasons why I thought of the having like a classical evening, because I think that we'd have enough people interested in coming to see. And I was thinking of like adding more people, not just her.
Yeah.
To have like a bigger lineup so more people are interested in coming. So
yeah.
So I was thinking for October. November, still planning on the Messiah sing-along. And then December, I want to do some type of a Christmas concert. I'm not sure. That's one where...
I'm sure we'll have a Master Chorus concert.
And that's why I asked you about that.
Yeah.
Because if there is a
I
Christmas...
think, well, if he starts in August, who sometimes they've only had 6 weeks, so maybe he is trying to do a fall one and a Christmas one, because
right.
that's what he did last year. But for sure, we'll have probably a Christmas one.
Yeah, so that's what I was thinking of, having maybe the Master Chorale do the Christmas concert.
Oh, that's
summer.
A great idea.
And then the last idea that I had, because I really like the amphitheater out here, this little area out here, and I do think it'd be fun to bring in maybe have a bigger event to kick off, maybe in August, since we'd be doing the auditions separately. Maybe we do it the same night and just have people come in. I don't know.
Open mic night?
No, so having the auditions maybe here inside the...
Oh, and they're just open auditions so people can come and watch the auditions.
No, so have the auditions be closed and then have like an actual concert out in the amphitheater.
In addition to...
Oh, at the same time.
Yeah. When it's still warm outside and people can still hang out.
I like the amphitheater.
Fun.
The bluegrass band that came last year, pretty sure they would come again. Although I do know they've broken up a little bit.
Have you guys ever had like a storytellers event or people come in?
No, not like an open event where people come in and tell individual stories, a few people.
That's cool though.
Like a storytelling festival? Okay. Or?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So if the budget allows, and I think we talked about having more budget this year,
mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure I can book a bigger act than
mm-hmm.
the bluegrass band and maybe draw a bigger crowd. Maybe we have the food truck people come, I don't know, if that's a possibility also.
Yeah, I think that would be. We just have to contact the Food Truck League and say we are interested in this additional event,
mm-hmm.
and then they'll tell you if they're available or not. It's really easy,
yeah.
And I can actually give you the contact information for that.
Or if it was on a mandate, would they come here instead of down in Foxborough?
How long did
that
series go?
Until September, I think. Do you know?
The food truck?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think it's till Labor Day. I can't remember exactly.
Okay.
The food trucks are doing pretty well out there. I think they are. Have you heard anything? So I don't think they're going to want to leave that for the hope that it goes well here.
They're trying to build.
Yeah.
People know that every Monday it's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But we could do additional
yeah.
food trucks, and it's probably not going to be on a Monday night anyway.
Yeah.
Could be.
That was the only other thing. So if the choir can do the Christmas concert in December, then I think it would just be fun to have an actual act come in August just to kick it off.
Yeah. I think that's great. Could you follow up about the Master Chorale and see if they'll do December?
Mm-hmm.
Or if there are any other ideas, I'm more than happy to hear them too.
So the Monday night's food trucks are actually going pretty well. I wonder if having a band come out one night mm-hmm, and tag it onto that and have it be, maybe that is where to do
maybe
the
do that,
kickoff
yeah.
in August. Then it wouldn't work to have the auditions at a separate location if you wanted to.
I mean, that's fine too. You can work through that.
But the Monday, there is a fair number of people that are coming, so that might be a good mix between, we've had some trouble drawing people to come to the concerts,
yeah.
instead of this is go where the people are and provide a concert.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't say do that for all of them, but
no.
It's an option. Okay, do you need anything from us or any assignments you want to give?
If you have any other ideas.
Is this just singing the concert series?
Not necessarily.
No.
Oh, okay. Because I was just curious, if you said Got Talent, then you're going to get, ventriloquist. I mean, thinking about the show, you get all...
That's a good
all
point.
Things. So I didn't know if you wanted to hone it to singing or...
Musical
acts
general.
Or whatever. You know what I'm saying?
That's a good point.
Okay,
What are the other shows like that? The Voice or... But we don't want just singing.
Well, The Voice and American Idol are just
American Idol.
Singing.
Or you could just call it a talent show.
Starting called Song.
Yeah, Songwriters.
Songwriters, where they
that's cool.
write new songs and see
mm-hmm.
if someone will buy them from them.
That's a really good point, though.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But if you want to keep that name, you could specify in the instructions. These are the kinds of acts we're looking for.
The talent may be fun, though. See what comes.
Yeah, that's very true.
Yeah, and then you
that
can
is true.
It's the non-talent's the best.
That's where all the laughs are, right?
Yeah, that was John Rupert.
Comedians or magicians or.
Yeah.
I wonder if.
That might be interesting to see what you get. But
another thing that could happen, maybe not this year, because I think you've got a really good lineup, is I think a local theater company might be interested in coming and doing a 15-minute short show, or just highlight the songs from their show or something. Centerpoint might do that, or maybe one of the kids' theaters companies might do that. Just an idea. Okay.
Yep.
Anything else from us then?
Nope.
So one thing about NSL Reads, Naomi's not here today, but that is something to make sure that you coordinate the days for the talent show, because I think the talent show sounds like it's going to be a big event, which is cool.
Mm-hmm.
NSL Reads is going to be a big event, so just make sure they're spread
which
out a little bit.
Which month is NSL Reads in?
September?
Yeah,
and she told us the date one or two months ago. I don't remember. Maybe it's written on there.
I'll look. Let's see.
And I do think for NSL Reads that we will need to get a different venue.
It wasn't even on the agenda last
It would have been before that then.
Yeah.
So she said this before, but Brandon Mull is a very well-known, popular author. So I don't think it's going to... I mean, we've already been, like, at capacity here for that event. So.
It says September 25th on the calendar for Parks and Arts budget.
All
Susan
right.
Susan S.L. Reed, September 25th.
So don't do that day.
Okay, yeah.
Or that week.
Yep.
So I think... probably for NSL Reads, we'll do one of the two elementary schools and do it in the gym of one of those. But I'll talk to Naomi, and Naomi will make that final decision. All right, Public Works. Did you say what you wanted to about brochures? I just put that on there because I want to know if they're going to be ready for the interest series.
So selfish.
My question's answered, though, so unless you want to say something
else
about it.
Yeah, that'll be done soon. Ground cover looks pretty awesome, I think. Mm-hmm. Most people like it. For
it looks really good.
Is that done?
It's done. It was done in like 4 days.
Done, yeah, it
happened to
smokes.
Be right in the Guy Festival.
Yeah.
I've heard from people there being there that they really like it. It feels equally soft, like they're not concerned about falls. I did hear some concern about how it will wear out, like if after over time it's going to start looking dumpy, but right now it's beautiful.
It will look better, I assure you, than more in place.
It's a low bar.
That's what we do. We set the bar low.
Well, thank you for doing that.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
So play equipment. Those of you that had the books.
I brought them back. So who hasn't had them?
I haven't, so I'll take them.
Okay.
I added one.
Yeah, tonight, just the one on top.
It's got some really good ones in it.
We will.
I hadn't even opened it up.
I want, so just as this will be like our first sweep through idea, those of you that looked at those, were there any styles or like particular items that really stood out to you, like, oh yeah, we got to get one of these?
There were two preferences.
Okay.
For me, one was the I don't know what they were called, but it's the structures where you can kind of jump around.
Yes.
It's not an actual playground.
Did you mark
a net thing over it so they could jump in those?
No, so that's a different one. Well,
okay.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of more like the City Creek food court playground.
Oh, okay. Were they dinosaurs?
They had so many different.
You could pick whatever theme
yeah.
you wanted.
Under the sea.
Yeah, pirates.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you
yeah.
know what the name is for that style of equipment? Some like jump around or climb
that's
on equipment or something.
Smaller, shorter.
Boy, there sure are lots of options.
There were.
I know it's kind of overwhelming.
Was this one right?
Yeah.
This.
Yep, those.
Like these themed ones.
So tip the page
yeah.
down on those, so that we know.
So, I mean, it was like any of these.
Any themes that stood out?
My daughter particularly likes the underwater one, but
yeah,
she
I
also
that
liked
too.
The pirate ship. You know. But yeah, so she was, and she's 6, so I don't know the age demographic that goes to that park. And it's kind
Bonquist?
Of smaller.
I mean, that
so
is
it's
the
not
word.
Like you can have those big play structures
yeah.
there. So
Naomi mentioned that like they wanted swings.
Swings, yeah.
Her email.
Oh, did she email today? I
yeah.
didn't see that.
She said that that was the one thing that she heard that people were asking for was keep the swings or add even more swings. So
the ground is lava.
Yeah.
This is
the main request.
Perfect childhood. Oh, this
keep
is
the swings or increase the swings.
Yeah.
And plenty of seating and ample shade
yeah.
is what people have said.
What else for you? Stood out?
Well, knowing that we weren't able to have kids, so it was my husband and I that I was looking at them, but lots of nieces and nephews, they like the ones too that are open, but they have a net on top where they can jump in and play on the, there's some jump ones, and then you can go through the rope, then down a slide. They're kind
those
of the
like
long,
those?
Well,
not
or the more
ones?
More long and more long.
Oh, like those?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. No, it wasn't that one. It
no.
was... I'll look. I'll see if I can... Let me see if I can find that. I should have marked it.
Because the other ones that...
It was in a small one.
That
yeah.
my son was interested in was the enclosed ones, where it can
it's
be like
that.
Two stories or whatever, but they're all enclosed.
Sure that
mm-hmm.
one.
So you don't have to worry about falling or...
If we
yeah,
did like a two-story structure there... Would it block lines of sight for the houses? I mean, it's lower than the houses.
I think so.
Mm-hmm.
I think so. They're expensive. Those ones are pretty expensive.
Are they expensive?
Okay. That's one of Ryan's things he really wants to do.
But I don't know.
I kind of say we save it for Hatch Park.
Yeah, like the bigger one.
There's some of those that have like the like a zip line swing thing that go around the whole play structure, you know. And as I was looking through those, I thought Hatch Park would be perfect for that.
I think Hatch Park's gonna be a whole different beast.
Yeah,
it's gonna be. I mean, it's gonna be so different, and it's gonna be not something that's like coming out of your guys' budget. It's gonna be like a total grant slash, you know, overhaul basically with the whole thing. So.
So if we come like put together this list, come back next month, and talk about it more specifically, is that a time frame that works for you, or do you? I mean, we've been sitting on this for quite a long time. Do you want us to move forward faster?
We're not necessarily in a hurry.
Okay.
They wouldn't do anything yet, right?
Well, I don't know. Contractors are so backed up. That's why the other team was so shocking. Uh-huh. They had a job that got canceled, so that's why they were able to just squeeze it in. Mm. So I mean. Depending on who it is, there's so many variables to this. We could pick something today, and they might not be able to do it till next year. But, you know, it just depends on what it is and how available it is. So,
are these ones that have sand and water?
Those themes.
Themes, are they? Is that too messy to have, you know, them to play in sand and water? And yeah,
sand tends to be unhygienic over time. Cats. Kids.
See, there's fun ones like that too, kind of the same thing where they can run and play. And
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, this is a good starting point. All right, public works. Open discussion, open topics. What would you like us to talk about?
I really don't have much this month. I would say there is a lot of wheels are turning on. Mathis Park, we've had a group that came in and we've had multiple requests for pickleball. As a group, we talked about pickleball also at Mathis before, because that area, that open area is really not that big, not that useful because of the highway right there and stuff. So anyway, a larger group came into council meeting a couple weeks ago and was really pushing for pickleball in the city, and in fact even offered to donate some money to make it happen. We suggested that park and they love the idea, so the council's asked us to investigate that, so that might even be money that's not coming out of the budget to make that happen. So we've got some bids on that today.
What park is that?
Mathis.
That's the one that the fence is, actually the fence might be done.
Oh, the one right here on 89?
I just drove by.
Today?
It looks good.
It's there, but it's not installed.
Okay.
Yeah,
the posts are up. I haven't been past it for a week.
Yeah.
I like the idea of pickleball at Mathis.
Yeah, we talked to this group before. It's seriously the perfect fit. And it's funny because we just kind of suggested on the flight to this group, and they went over there and like, oh, it's perfect. There's no wind. There's trees. They like loved it. So
would it remove the play structure entirely?
No. So it'd be that.
It's an addition, right?
Yeah, it'd be. I think that play structure needs to be redone still, but.
It's really small. I would really love to still have a trail around the outside of the park. I know the city council did not like the idea of the stop stations for working out, right? Is that not what happened? That's what I heard back.
They didn't really love it, I don't think.
I really want to push trails and access to trails, and I include trails, like a path around the park, and I think the one at Hatch Park gets used so much. So, in addition to, as things are changing with pickleball, I really would like to see that there's a trail all around, like a walking path that people can walk around. That's all.
I agree.
Any other topics? Any topics for me, John?
I don't have any topics.
He just makes snide comments and then just
says it. Yeah, and blames it on somebody else.
This one has some really cute thing, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It's cool. And look at that one. That's the one.
I mean, you brought up a good question though, with the demographic of that of Palmquist might not be that young, and so it might not make as much sense to have a park like that. But.
The jump on. I think teens would love that too, though. Think about night games or hanging out with your friends. Or even paintball. I think those things would be pretty cool. Well, I think those kids are there anyway right now, and they're just hiding in there under the.
Somebody broke the zip line at Deer Hollow because we think it's because like eight people were jumping on it and riding it.
Oh, wow.
Really? Like older right kids now? Or eight little kids? Eight older kids?
I'm assuming broken. It's older.
Are zip lines really expensive?
Everything's expensive.
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
How do those like jump on ones compare price wise with?
I'm not sure. I've never had
a more space.
I haven't priced any of this stuff for the most part.
Yeah.
These are really cute.
Sports one, camping, teepees. Yeah, they're cute.
The ground is lava.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, I think teens would totally do that.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And from what I've heard from Naomi, there are a lot of teenagers that go to that park. I'm not sure that that's something that we want to design around or not. But I think it's probably not youngest kids. I think
yeah.
you're right.
Yeah.
So like 5 and up. Okay. All right. Thank you. City Council update we will suspend because Ryan is not here. Open notes and topics. One that I had was just to report on the food trucks. They seem to be going really well. Have you heard anything else from the Food Truck League? Have they come back to report? I think that it's going well. I did ask the first night, it was not well attended at all, and they were at the far west side. And even that night, I went and talked to some of the vendors, and they still said they were happy, that they knew it wouldn't be great because it's the beginning of the season, it was a cold night. So even if it does seem like they're not really well attended, the vendors I talked to said they were still really happy. I do also like where they've moved. Were you part of that, or did they decide to do that on their own?
No, I just wanted to be more open, so
back to the east side.
Did they consult with you on that, or did they just do that dated? Do they continue to check up with you? Are you going to talk to them again?
I haven't talked to them with you.
I haven't.
I did think at this last time, so now they're all parked up against the sidewalk. It might work to have them park like 5 feet out from the sidewalk, so they're still blocking the parking lot. But then people who want to order are up on the ground, and people who are shopping are walking on the sidewalk. Because one thing that has happened every week that they've been there at the east side is the people in line to buy, you have to kind of walk around them the whole time and like, are you in line? And wondering where people go. Is that something like, can I contact them and ask them? Or is that something that...
Yeah,
great.
Muscle.
I can do that. All right. Any other open notes or open topics? Okay, Julie just handed me this information to see if we can get answers to this. She asked in the notes, who is Chris? Do you know who that is? She asked, who is Dimitri? But I know who that is because he's the timing contact. Mm-hmm. Is Chris part of that? Do either of you know? Anyone?
Chris, is that with the... what is the name of that bike? The big, it's a big bike shop that they get help from.
Bike shop?
The bike shop or
bike
the running
shop?
The Wasatch
oh,
running.
The running. I'm sorry, running.
Is that Chris? Okay.
Wasatch running. Yes, I think so.
Okay. And isn't then.
It? I couldn't remember the name of it.
Is this for the 5K?
Mm-hmm. The sound system. Can the city bring the sound system?
On my head.
Great. And sponsors previously. Those of you that have been around and been involved, will you just call out to me sponsors that you remember, and then I will write them down and let her know. Wasatch Running.
Oh, Alpine Cleaning sponsored 1 year, but I don't
yes,
know.
Yes, they did. They didn't last year.
Was
but
it a car dealership, Jerry Seiner?
Mm-hmm.
Was it?
Oh,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think Jerry Seiner did it.
Yeah, Jerry Seiner.
Else.
And,
did you get the information
the
from?
Yeah, but they sponsor in the way they fund the whole group,
one.
So it's not direct to this event.
Did you get
that's
the information from Lori and Nola? I sent it to Linda, but she didn't send it to you because I can
no.
go back and send that to you.
No, what I did say to Julie to do, though, was to go back to our meeting minutes because these kinds of questions are things that Nola would have come and reported on in our meeting minutes. So to just go back from like March to June for the last couple of years and just look over the meeting minutes. Because I think a lot of these questions will be answered there. Okay, I will send that information along. So action items.
Did Julie say that she hadn't received any information?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, Linda's got that and I can definitely forward
oh,
that.
Linda did hear back from Nola?
Well, no, I did, but I forwarded it to Linda.
Oh, no, Julie doesn't have that.
Because I thought
will you forward
central,
it to Julie?
Yeah, I
really
have
helpful.
I have her email.
Okay, forward it directly to her. That will be really
okay.
helpful. No, she hasn't gotten anything
oh.
as far as I know.
I was hoping Linda would do that.
Okay, so action items. We are going to talk more next time about playground. More specifically, I will put together this list so we can review it of what are our priorities. I'm going to pick up brochures or maps from David on June 6th before the event. And I'm going to send food truck info to you for the summer concert series. What other to-dos are pending? You're gonna talk to
Chorus.
Yeah. Yep.
I was just thinking, I was going to look up, you know, Leighton Amphitheater does Leighton's Got Talent.
Oh, do they?
Yeah. I was just wondering when that was and if we could see anything off their site, you know, to help us.
Yeah.
Oh, I did have one more thing. Can we, or is it practical to live stream some of the concerts? I mean, when we don't have our own page and it's the city page, I'm not sure that it is. But I like having people see even snippets of it.
Yeah, yeah.
Do
we can figure
some.
I know there's like licensing around music.
Oh.
That's some.
Is there a time limit? Like if we did 10 seconds and then stopped?
I think something like that is fine.
Do you know that?
Something.
Resident musician?
No, like 10 seconds would be fine.
For what?
Okay.
You can't like live stream
live
a whole concert.
Live streaming a concert.
Yeah. No, that's. But the classical
the
ones, there shouldn't be a problem at all with live streaming that.
Okay. All right. And it doesn't have to be a lot. I'm just thinking, the more I think people see, the more they feel like, hey, I want to go be a part of that.
Yeah.
Okay. Next meeting is June 25th. We are adjourned.
Okay. So we're meeting June 25th and July 9th. So we're meeting earlier.
Yeah. Those are pretty quick. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. So we should get some good content done or have short meetings.
Is there... Is